from KETR News. This is Tomorrow's Water Today, a weekly look at issues affecting the present and future water resources of Northeast Texas. I'm Mark Haslett. With the Dallas metro area continuing to need more and more sources for municipal water, the distance that Dallas will go to get its water is increasing. For example, water from Lake Fork is now part of the network of sources for Dallas water, even though Lake Fork is about 70 miles east of the city. But 70 miles north by northeast of Dallas, there's a county seat that's self-sufficient with its municipal water supply. Bill Shipp is the city manager in Bonham.
Well, the source of our water is Lake Bonham, which is a city-owned lake, and we're very fortunate, and we are the only only entity that's drawing water off of that lake for drinking water. And because of that, we're very, very fortunate. We've never been on water restrictions, which is unusual in this part of the world today. We also contract with the North Texas Municipal Water District. They actually do the water treatment out of the lake, and then we do the delivery and distribution inside the city.
Of course, Lake Bonham is a man-made lake. Despite the hundreds of lakes in Texas, there's only one naturally occurring lake. That's Caddo Lake, located along the Texas-Louisiana border just north of Interstate 20. Some reservoirs were built to be integrated in with naturally occurring creeks or streams or rivers, but Lake Bonham is not. The lake's levels are not supplemented by wells or aquifer seepage. The water for Lake Bonham comes strictly from runoff. However, despite the lake's dependence on rainfall, it's managed to keep its levels up at acceptable levels, even during the terrible drought of 2011. Here's Bonham's mayor, Roy Floyd.
Yeah, we had some folks who were forward-thinking in Bonham years ago, back in the early 60s, and they decided to create a lake that would give us a municipal water supply. And it has been great for Bonham, Texas, because, as Bill said, we have never had water restrictions. We've always had the water we need to deal with. Even during the severe drought, our lake got down about 3 or 4 feet, but really nothing compared to a lot of the other lakes around our area.
And the lake is more than just a water supply for us. We also own the land around the lake, and there's many homes built around the lake that are on lands on ground that we give a ground lease, 99-year ground leases for people to build homes. Some very nice homes, especially over the north side of the lake. It's also a great recreational lake. It's a great fishing lake. We have sites out of recreation vehicles today, but they're sites that have been there for a long time and before the modern RVs came to be and that needed 50-amp service. So what we've done is we've upgraded the electricity out there to accommodate 50-amp service. We're also doing some leveling of pads. We're going to concrete pads. We're putting new water, new electricity to all of our pad sites. So a really great improvement.
Fannin County, of which Bonham is the county seat, has not experienced the booming suburban development that's been happening in its neighbor to the southwest, Collin County, or even its neighbor to the west, Grayson County. However, Bonham and the rest of Fannin County is expected to grow. No one can predict with certainty what Bonham's water needs will be like in the future. However, at the moment, in a region where some municipalities are scraping for water, Bonham is an instance of self-sufficiency. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.